a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
I'm going to call the Public Utilities Commission meeting to order. This is Chairman Chris Nelson. I have with me in the hearing room Commissioner Gary Hansen, and Commissioner Christy Feagin is with us on the telephone. We will begin with approval of the minutes. Is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the minutes of May 15, June 15, and June 16.
Discussion on the motion. Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin.
Feagin votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. And consumer reports, Deb Gregg.
Thank you, Chairman Nelson. The Commission received a total of 49 contacts since the last report was prepared for the June 23, 2015 Commission meeting. Six of the contacts involved telecommunication services, 11 of the contacts involved electric service, two contacts involved natural gas service, five contacts related to wireless service, one contact was related to the Do Not Call registry, four contacts were related to the Dakota Access Pipeline, 12 contacts related to the Keystone XL Pipeline, one contact was related to wind energy, and seven contacts related to issues not regulated by the PUC. 1,914 of the 1,916 complaints received in 2014 have been resolved, and 992 of the 1,011 complaints received in 2015 have been resolved.
Questions from the Commission? I have one. Are we still on track to wrap up the two from last year, or have we run into issues?
We've ran into an issue, and I believe that one will probably be going to hearing. Is that correct, Ms. Kramer?
I don't know. It'll depend on CenturyLink's response.
Thank you. Other commissioner questions? Okay, with that, we will move into, thank you, Deb. We will move into our first electric docket, EL 15-016, in the matter of the filing by Otter Tail Power Company regarding its 2014 report and 2015 Energy Efficiency Plan update and proposed Energy Efficiency Plan for 2016. We have a whole host of questions to answer. Shall the Commission approve Otter Tail's 2014 Energy Efficiency Plan status report? Shall the Commission approve Otter Tail's requested financial incentive allowance of $105,445? Shall the Commission approve Otter Tail's proposed energy efficiency partnership cost recovery rider of $0.00152 per kilowatt hour with an effective date of August 1st, 2015? And shall the Commission approve extending the 2014-2015 energy efficiency plan and the annual budget therein through 2016? And we have a group from Otter Tail ready to visit with us. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you.
Now, see if you can punch the button and get the green light on there.
Light is on. Oh, now it's on. Okay, sorry. Thank you and good morning, commissioners. My name is Jason Grenier, and I manage the market planning department at Otter Tail Power Company. As you may remember, my role was previously held by my former boss, Ms. Kim Peterson. I have with me today my market planning team that continues Kim's legacy and commitment to developing and implementation of energy efficiency programs in South Dakota here. The company appreciates the opportunity today to address the commission and staff. 2014 represents our seventh year of offering energy efficiency programs here in South Dakota. We appreciate the staff and commission's continued support as we work together to refine our energy efficiency portfolio. Looking back at 2014, which is the first year of our biennial plan, we spent nearly 100% of our proposed budget while saving 129% of our energy savings goal and 133% of our demand savings goal. So we exceeded most of our goals while staying on budget. The 2014 EE program returned a strong TCR benefit cost ratio of 5.66 and a positive RIM test. The utility test was very strong at 9.31. The overall cost per kilowatt hour saved was 1.9 cents per kilowatt hour, which is far less than any supply side resource. These are all positive indicators that the portfolio is highly cost effective. Today, Otter Tail respectfully request the Commission approve our 2014 financial incentive of $105,445 and to approve Our proposed changes to the energy efficiency adjustment rider to $0.00152 per kilowatt hour on customers' bills. The 2014 portfolio produced $2.9 million in utility net benefits from more than $3.6 million kilowatt hours in energy savings and provided participating customers savings on their electric bills. We believe that the 2014-15 portfolio is well balanced for both residential and commercial customers. This portfolio has proven to be cost effective for South Dakota ratepayers. We request the Commission to approve our plan to extend this portfolio through 2016. Our next status report for 2015 results will be filed on May 1st, 2016, with a program subject to modifications as proposed by the Commission at that time. The company also plans to file a 3-year triennial plan for 2017, 18, and 19 on May 1st, 2016 as well. At this time, I'm available for any questions that the Commission or staff may have. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to staff first, and we'll go into questions. Darren.
Thank you, Chairman Nelson. This is Darren Carney for staff. When Uttertail originally filed this, they made two filings. The first was to approve the extension of the 2014-2015 Energy Efficiency Plan through 2016. And we originally reopened docket EL13-016 in order to capture that. However, staff requested that we merge that filing with the 2014 request for rate change in order to be able to account for the 2016 budget that gets pulled into that 2015 rate. And so we closed that EL13-016 docket and then opened up and then merged the two filings into EL15-016. And so this docket had kind of two filings. The first is the request for extension of the energy efficiency plan, and then the request for the rate change and approval of 2014 actuals. So first, staff would like to commend Uttertail for staying within budget and running energy efficiency programs that are demonstrated as being cost-effective. In 2014, all of Uttertail's programs had a total resource cost test score greater than 1. Given this, staff recommends that the Commission approve Uttertail's 2014 report. Staff finds that Uttertail properly calculated the performance incentive of $105,445 based on actual dollars spent in 2014, and staff recommends the Commission approve the performance incentive requested by Uttertail. Staff believes that extending Uttertail's currently approved energy efficiency plan through 2016 is reasonable, given that the company seeks more time to properly analyze the plan's performance, as well as develop a 3-year program, as Mr. Granier identified or stated. Given this, staff recommends the Commission approve the extension of the 2014-2015 energy efficiency plan through 2016. Finally, staff recommends the Commission approve the proposed energy efficiency partnership rate of $0.00152 per kilowatt hour with an effective date of August 1st, 2015. This is based on Uttertail's response to staff data request 1-3, where the company expects the proposed rate will adequately cover energy efficiency program expenses and reduce the tracker balance, thus minimizing the carrying charges applied to ratepayers. Staff further recommends the Commission require Uttertail to file revised tariff sheets that show the property effective date should the Commission approve Uttertail's requested plan. And I am available for questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions for either party from the Commission? Go ahead, Commissioner Hans.
Later.
Okay. So okay. Ahead. We'll hold that. Commissioner Fegan, any questions?
Yes, I just have one quick question. First of all, the filing is very thorough, and especially with the data request from Darren, it's even more thorough. But in the lighting, the residential lighting, it shows that your goal is to have about 340 participants, but actually there were 58 or 17%. Do you see that increasing, or do you see you doing different marketing to increase the residential lighting?
Chair Nelson, Commissioner Fegan, Yes, that is our hope. You know, we see a lot of opportunity in our lighting portfolio, especially residential, with some of the LED technologies taking off and the costs really coming down. So we see that we're hoping that will definitely pick up with that technology change and just LEDs kind of being a solution that there's so many benefits with them, and there's not a lot of negatives like we see with some of the CFLs as far as just how they operate. So we see we definitely see that that should pick up for residential lighting, and we would like to see our residential programs perform a little bit stronger and have better results from them. As far as advertising, we don't have any firm plans at this point. Usually what we do is we look at about halfway through the year, and we look at how we're doing, and then which would be about this time of the year, and then we look at what we need to change and how to get better market penetration. So that's definitely something that we'll be looking at here in the next week or two to see how we can grow that program.
Thank you.
I've got just one question, I think, and this is probably for staff. Now that we've got the recovery for the incentive amount included in the adjustment factor, should this adjustment factor be relatively stable going out into the future, year to year? Or do you see continued bouncing up and down?
If the energy efficiency plan is proposed to be the same for the same budget amounts for each year, then yes, it should be relatively flat should the company spend those dollars. However, if they come in with a three-year plan that requests more money for certain programs, then the rate could increase, or they could propose a higher rate to recover those additional expenses should they find more cost-effective energy efficiency spending. So for this year in 2016, it's looking like the rate will be relatively consistent.
Thank you. That helps, and that's certainly a fair answer given whatever y'all come up with for the next three-year plan. Any other commissioner questions? Commissioner Hansen.
I guess my comment would involve a question as I'm looking at it, and it's pertaining to air source and geothermal heat pumps. And I'd like to congratulate you on the success you've had with those. The figures that you show on the air source are very encouraging, and the geothermal, I would say, are encouraging as well. Now, you show the return. should we consider, when I look at these, should we consider from a standpoint the long-term effect of an air source heat pump or a geothermal heat pump? I should explain that a little bit more. When you're looking at geothermal heat pumps, for instance, seven participants of the 10 that were budgeted, costs were 68% of the budget. Energy savings were 63% of the budget. That's for the first year. The second year, you don't have that investment necessarily, and there's going to be, I assume, similar savings. So do we figure that in when we're looking at percentages from a standpoint of value for this type of a program?
Yes. Chair Nelson, Commissioner Hansen, that's an excellent question. What the kilowatt hour savings that we show here in these tables are what we call first year savings, and they're not lifetime. But you make a great point that when you look at the actual measured life on these pieces of equipment, like an air source heat pump, you know, we assume it's going to last for about 12 years, and we assume that a geothermal heat pump should last for about 15. So you're going to see these energy savings that are associated there, these first year savings, you know, they're going to last for 12 to 15 years, depending on which technology it is. So you're going to have that over and over and over. And that's what compounds to make your net benefits that we talk about, or the benefits that we talk about. We look at those kilowatt hour savings over those 12 or 15 years, and that's how we compute the net benefits. But when we file this here, you know, when we just list energy, that's just 1 year energy savings. So in reality, the energy savings are actually 10 to 12 times that.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any further questions? Hearing none, is there a motion? Commissioner Hansen.
Mr. Chairman, in docket EL 15-016, I move the commission approve Otter Tail's 2014 Energy Efficiency Plan status report, and the commission approve Otter Tail's requested financial incentive allowance of $105,445, and the commission approve Otter Tail's proposed Energy Efficiency Partnership cost recovery rider of 0.00152 kilowatt per kilowatt hour with an effective date of August 1st, 2015, and that the commission approve the extending the 2014-2015 Energy Efficiency Plan and the annual budgets therein through the year 2016.
Discussion on the motion. I'd just make one comment, and I think Darren referenced it earlier, but very impressive how you were able to stick with the existing budget. We've had times when companies have come in that that is not the case, and so I just want to commend you for being diligent in that. Any other comments?
Well, that would be my comment, and I'll second that. You've done an excellent job. We're very, very pleased to see this.
Additional comments? Hearing none. Go ahead.
Like always, Otter Tail just does a great job, and it's interesting to see that they will look at a 3-year plan to be even more efficient, so we certainly appreciate that.
Thank you. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. Thank you. That takes us to EL 15-023, in the matter of the petition for electrical service by Dakota Access LLC to have Northwestern Energy assigned as its electric provider in the service area of Northern Electric Cooperative, Inc. The question is, shall the commission grant intervention to any parties that may have filed? And before I go any further, I want to ask Kara, are you still on the line with us?
I am here.
Excellent. Since this is a petition for intervention by Northern, Charlene, do you want to go ahead with any comments?
No, just that it's in our service territory and it would be taking away from our service location. I know Harvey and Kara have been working on a confidentiality agreement to get some documents to us, and so we just ask that you let us move forward.
Thank you. And Ms. Semler, on behalf of Dakota Access, any comment?
I just support the comments that were just made by the cooperative. We're working together to share information, and we welcome their intervention.
Thank you. Staff?
No further comments.
Do you want to turn on your mic? Yeah, for your very first comments to the commission, we want this on the record live and recorded. Well, and please tell us who you are.
Adam DeHewick, staff attorney at the PUC. I've been here for 2 weeks now. I've had an opportunity to review this matter, and no objection to the intervention that's being requested.
You mean on your first time out, you want to throw a big wrench into this deal? I mean, you could be a hero here.
I am not a rogue attorney on this particular day.
Okay, very good. Any questions from the commission? Hearing none, is there a motion? I'll move in EL 15-023 that the commission grant intervention to Northern Electric Cooperative in this docket. Discussion on the motion. Obviously, they have a significant interest in this, and I think it's appropriate. Additional discussion. Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. Just a couple of announcements. The commissioners will be in Newell on Thursday evening, 6:30 p.m., for a public input hearing on docket EL 15-020. And our next regularly scheduled meeting will be Tuesday, July 21st, 9:30 a.m., right back here in room 413. Anything else for the good of the order? Hearing none, is there a motion?
Move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. We are adjourned. Thank you.